It is now time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
I sat down and took the beating that was meted out to me. I acted like I was muzzled while they pounded me repeatedly. But I took note of whoever didn't come to my defense, and it left me quite bewildered, cause to me it didn't make no sense. You see, there are some ungrateful artists who like the losing their memory. So turn on your radios, my good people, and hear my side of the story. It's because of me they are all driving this.
Can't, you can't give them any more yet. Can't give them. Come close to that microphone, man. Put the microphone close to you. Grandmaster, listen, Ollie.
Sir.
I ain't introduced to the guest yet, but tell you the truth, Ollie. Sweet Arna.
Beautiful.
Lord, but that man can say kite. So here?
I won't hear all.
You won't hear. Ayash, go. Ayash. Go. And we're talking no more. Go.
I sat down and took the beating that was meted out to me. I acted like I was muscle while they pounded me repeatedly. But I took note of whoever didn't come to my defense, and it left me quite bewildered, cause to me it didn't make no sense. You see, there are some ungrateful artists who like the losing their memory. So turn on your radios, my good people, and hear my side of the story. It's because of me they are all driving SUVs. Because of me that they have all become celebrities. It's because of me they are welcomed in TNT. Because of me they perform in London and New York City. Because of me men got to hone their skills in the festival band, which has become a symbol of excellence here on this island. I took a man from working for ends of money at Carry Cargo, and because of me he's now the biggest name in Asian Calypso. It's because of me they finished beat me. There was hardly any pushback, which made me think that some folks were happy I was being attacked. But I am a king in this country, don't let anybody fool you. And every show promoter knows it, and every big name arranger too. From Keith Ellis to Roger Giddens, Andy Williams to Smokey Rowitt, Nicholas Branca, Charles D. Lewis, Mike Seeley, Chris Solomon and Ricky Bradley. It's because of me they are living in luxury. Because of me they've become homeowners in this country. It's because of me they are respected musically. Because of me they perform in Atlanta and Miami. Because of me men got enough exposure in the festival band, which has won the acclaim of Kaiser fans across the region. I cannot be accused of any racism, I give red boys and blacks. And because of me one man got so big that he toured with Roberta Flack. It's because of me of Calypso. I played a major role. Men came to me seeking guidance, and very often they were broke, and I opened many doors for them. Believe me, they said no joke. Now they have the gall to be saying that I'm no longer ready. coward. It's because of me they call shots politically. Because of me 4.0 has become reality. It's because of me thousands used to flock to this stadium. Because of me there's a national cultural foundation. Because of me men got to cut their teeth in the festival band. And we must give thanks to Elombe because in that he had a big hand. To those creatives who bad talking me now, answer this for me. Who the hell did know about wanna before wanna start competing at crop over? It's because of me.
I'm sending now an APB. Where's Wesley? Where is Wesley? Where's all the Calypso aficionados? I won't wanna to grade this one. Listen to me, man. One of the greatest, one of our stalwarts, one of the finest creatives when it comes to this art form, one of the best when it comes to delivery, when it comes to tone and touch and texture, cannot be classed with anyone else. When it comes to timing and delivery, cannot be classed with anyone else. But when it comes to being poised, Ollie, when it comes to being poised, there's no one else. Listen to me. Crown or not, he's one of the greatest we've ever had. And that, Ollie, that from the first couple lines, from the time the brass come in, I was like, yeah, my man going clear. And if you know who that was, 434-1790, talk to me. Tell me how I'm loving that one. 434-1790, Ollie.
Sluggy.
You know, got to hear that. Lord, I'm going to make a little bit because my energy up right, so you know you can be loud. Yeah. You know you can be loud. Listen to me. Ollie, sweet Ollie, talk to me, man.
My Sluggy, you know, we really met probably like a year and a little bit, nearly 2 years ago, we met officially, right?
Yes.
Officially. And there's one man you always talking about.
Yeah.
You're calling him on the phone, one Calypsonian in particular.
Yeah.
That you always turn into.
Yeah. Had you on a lot too.
Wow, so much to say about that song, Sluggy. Huh?
Yeah. Because of my voice, everybody wanna know I used to be a singer. So you know them songs with that touch. When somebody could give a song a light touch, but it's still got enough body. Is nothing easy to explain technically. And you know, when it comes to voice, I used to be a nerd, you understand? So when someone can have such a smooth and light touch, but these tone still got a lot of body into it, you don't normally get that. When people sing light, normally they're singing the head a lot, singing the head enough, but this gentleman was singing his chest heavy, deep. He wasn't going to his head yet, it was still light and sweet.
Analysis.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what I used to like from small watching. And then sometimes he would exercise his range, Ollie, right? And then they can be a nerd again. They come apart in a vocalist range where he get to the mix, the mid section, where these particular notes you could either sing them in your head or you could sing them in your chest. You know what I mean? Right there in the mix. And some vocals you hear overshoot. You know what I mean? Or some vocals to get lazy and stay there. He would slide through the break effortlessly. You know what I mean? That's like a clarinet player, right? A clarinet be broken down into parts and put it together. And going through the break of the clarinet, you know, your dexterity in your fingers and everything. You got to press the holes correct. You got to touch every hole correctly. Then you got to blow into the clarinet properly. Then you read. Wow. Got to be set good. So that was going to a perfect note. So when he's singing now, he going from the chest register to the head. You know what I mean? Smooth. You know, is these things obviously cannot be observed
but just everyone, the average person. And then if you're singing clip song, you don't win a crown, and or you're none of the kings, you know, you're not gonna go out anyone come and break down these technicalities about a singer, especially if he ain't winning. Just being real, if you're being honest, you know what I mean, Mike?
He ain't winning. You don't get all the interviews and the write ups.
Nah, but if you know, you know, like he will tell you because he's a musician first. So that's why he's singing like that, because he don't, he's interpret what he feel he will play. But I could tell, you know, because a lot of musicians just do that. Like Marvin, when Marvin sing, I hear Marvin sing like how he will play. You know what I mean? Like if you hear Biggie Irie, if you hear Edwin, pure color. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even the way TC sings Calypso, pure color. You know what I mean? Pure color. You could tell like he knows what I'm talking about. So he could envision when he's singing Calypso, he wanted the song and feel good too. You know what I mean? Which is something you don't normally get from a law Calypso singer. Sometimes if it's a competition, Ollie, a game for your head, and they want to break off your head because there's war. Him and I in a competition, and they got to impress the judges. But in order for me to impress upon these judges, the atmosphere and the frenzy of the crowd got to be so electrifying that everybody catch it too. If not, sing if these judges only and give me name. You get me? So like, Ollie is a lot. That's why I love, that's why I got a love hate relationship with competition. Cause you know you hate competition, but I observe these things from many competition, you know what I mean? It's just that it don't be as developmental, because the people that be really good is doing. So that way you hate competition. You know what I mean?
Like, I want to keep quiet, Sluggy, because I'm enjoying how you're explaining it.
Nah, it just be a music thing. Like, sometimes you could be in a soccer competition or a collection and sing off key, I mean. You know, it happened already. It happened enough times in BIM. You know what I mean? Or sing off key and come second. It's happened in Barbados. Yeah, it happened a lot. So, you know what I mean? Because competition is by criteria too. So, if on the day, if on the day you perform correct, you use the stage good, you tempo and meter correct, you know what I mean? You hitting hard, you bring all your stuff to the crowd, you got everybody caught up in your frenzy, you, and then you got a big tune too. You know what I mean? You could sweep people away with that. So from there, it's just delivery, you know what I mean? And then to technical, in a Celine Dion concert, in a Mariah Carey thing, you know what I mean? If not, Big A remain all, you know what I mean? So it's a lot that's going to it. That's because of competition. But then, like me, no. If you get a man like me that can sit down and watch a gentleman play guitar in a hotel and sing, and just observe how technical he is. You know what I mean? How purposeful he is, we know. If he got a space between the music, he do that on purpose. He ain't missed it. He ain't forgetting the first verse. Is he give that space there on purpose? It's just observing things a little different and being nerdy. You understand? I want to introduce people to one of my favorite musicians in BIM. But to you all, he's a Calypsonian. To me, he's a musician. Mr. Colin Spencer, good evening, my brother.
Good evening, sir.
Thank Legend.
You. Thank you so much. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Yes, yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed that analysis.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
You know he's a nerd, Colin. You know he love you for a long time, for all the Jackson, when he living in Jackson as a little man. Yes. Yeah, and you just singing and coloring the music.
I'm still waiting on the ragasaw.
Yeah, it got ragasawkers galore. Like Andre could tell you. You know what I mean? It got ragasawkers galore. We got all know if you want to go in studio, you know what I mean? Good call up Mr. Eastman, got some rhythms, and I got things for the rhythms, and especially with your voice. Woohoo! Listen, man. But this one, you wrote this one, Colin.
Yes, I did.
Because you're the true artist. You like to write, but you sing.
Writing all year round.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I really writing all year round. A topic like this, right? I can't pin it down to a time. So, this was the idea that was always in your head?
No, this came, you know, after the announcement that Soca Monarch will be
gone.
Yeah.
And you don't enter Soca Monarch?
No, but there was a lot of discussion then.
But you love to see it?
Yes, yes, yeah. I've frequently attended. You know, there was a lot of discussion around as it relates to competitions, and there was a lot of negativity in relation to competitions and having music is not good to have in a competition. I mean, you just said it too, but you know, so that's what, but I kept hearing this, I kept hearing this because of me kept coming into my head all the time. all the time because of me. That was the first thing I wrote.
Because of me.
It's because of me. So I pictured myself as the competitions, competitions in general. And it started from there. He ran it by Serenade and Serenade. Man, he got more excited than I was.
Did a big tune?
I started another song. I was in the studio with another song.
Or mean that was
political taking, song.
That was taking priority over this?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, got it.
This was written very late.
Oh.
Very late. I started recording this other song with Ryan.
Black Hung. Oh, great musician.
And he wanted to know, when I called him, he went, are you serious? You can't be putting back this song. You can't be putting this song on hold. But I there's something about this song, right? Mm. I wrote this song and then it took me, after I spoke to Ricky Baffert, and I asked him if he had any time. He told me, man, Spence, you know, you always have time for you.
Doctor Ricky Baffert.
But one night, it was a Wednesday night.
On your guitar?
Yes. I recorded it, and it took me 27 takes to record the three verses. And I had a very miserable night's sleep. Because I was saying, these words are not sticking in my head. So my thinking was, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm going to touch base with Russell. And invite them down to listen to it. I knew they had the songs already to see if Donella would sing it.
They sing song here?
Yeah. But then because I could hear her voice.
You got somebody on your line? Yeah, hold on, caller. You got a caller already. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Uncle Sluggy, can I help? Good evening. Got you there? Call drop out, Ollie? Got him now? Call drop out.
Good evening. Hi, you're live on Voice of Barbados.
Yes, hi, good evening. God bless.
Yes, please. Good evening, my brother.
Cogs, how are you doing, Dan?
Hey, good, man.
I trust all is well. You feel 100% better with the prayers that I've been praying for you and with you.
Oh, yes, I did. I received all of your prayers.
Thank God. Father, help him to receive it in Jesus' name from me, knowing that my blessing comes from him.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We got that link in blessing name.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a couple of questions for Colin, Sluggy. The first one is, now that the competition is one song, would it be easier for him?
It was so far last year too.
Yeah, I know. It started.
Right. So good. Go ahead.
Mr. Classic was the winner.
First, yeah.
Right.
You want it easier for calling now? That he only got one song to concentrate on?
No, based on this song that was just played. Thank you very much.
Oh, based on this
and
big
I have
tune.
Another question as well.
So, hold on, man. Hold on. You're running yet, Carl. Hold on. So, in your opinion, this song sounds so good that you think this song is enough to beat them?
I haven't heard the others, so I have to. It depends.
Yeah,
I'll have to hear them.
So, I want you to grade this song for me. Tell me how you're thinking so far, how you're feeling. When you first heard it, what was your initial reaction when you first heard it?
Well, I thought it was going to be political, but then I remembered that in one of Colin's songs, he said that he would never sing another political song. In terms of who they kick, and who they whatever. In terms of,
if listen to me, I gotta stop you there, bro.
Yeah, man.
If Colin Spence ever tell one, he would never sing another political song. Where he hears so to me here on Zoom.
Thank you very much.
Listen to me. If Colin ever made one to believe he would never sing another political song, he lied. Colin, you lie, right, Colin?
Dear Lord, please forgive me.
Good. Good. You hear it here? Live on here. Go ahead. So, Colin, he wants to know if it's easier for you to know that it's a one song.
Yeah.
Not really.
Why?
You still have to work, but.
Yeah.
No, you still have to work. You still have to have the song.
So for what reason, Sluggy would have asked you the basis for this only concept of it, it kept coming into your head.
Yes,
do you think that coming into your head was from the divine? Do you think that was God speaking to you, telling you that could be a song that could take you to the front, that could take you to then all this haircut, Mr. Yeah. Colin?
Could, because what
it usually happens that way.
Yeah, because what happened also is that having taken the decision the night before the Wednesday night, that the words weren't sticking in my head, and I would call Russell to see if Donald would sing it. I woke up and looked at my phone and found a message from Ricky telling me to come in the studio this Saturday. So yes, my man. Why didn't you know the words to the song? So,
Carlin, you listen to me, Carlin, right? You are frightening me a bit, right? You are frightening me a bit because, good day, no, Ollie. Thank you. You are making me afraid. Do you know the words to this song?
Yes, yeah? I know the words. I don't like singing from paper.
My man, good.
Written lyrics good. In
the studios. I want 2 weeks before the finals. You want to talk to nobody, not even your wife. You want to sing the way you turn on all gigs. And 2 weeks before the finals, to the finals, one night you can sing. This sound good now, Cog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You saying that you did not hear the other songs as yet, so you can't judge. Will you be at the finals this year? Calling in finals.
Not in person. I usually have the different media watching it via. I would watch it last year via the.
Listen to me. You know. Mm-hmm. We had this conversation mm-hmm. on air already, and you mm-hmm. Ollie and I, and they tell you that I'm going to give you free tickets to the finals.
This was the caller that had called after me. You remember? He called in and said.
No, DJ Cog, I'm pretty sure he extended some.
They got one call.
Freeness to you
only
too.
Got one call.
Yeah.
You only got one
DJ call. Oh, for me too. Okay, no problem. Because I know I was supposed to get tickets for that week. Thank you. And I did take the number as well.
Don't let me call you on here. There's only one call. So don't
original.
You good. So you know Sluggy. You know he will call you out.
Anyhow,
you have 3 free tickets to the Pick of the Crop finals from Sluggy Dan live on air.
This is an auspicious occasion. I am so thankful that you are able to grace me with these tickets. And I want to thank you. And I am thanking you, and I'm going to thank you. And I have one final question for Mr. Spencer as well. The final question, Mr. Spencer, thanks for asking the 2 questions before. Mm-hmm. My final question deals with, since Sluggy just graced me with these wonderful tickets, on finals night, when I am there, can I expect a pristine performance from you in terms of not only that you're going to gain all the points for, obviously, lyrics, as it already is, but I'm talking about in terms of your greatest strength. Your greatest strength is your voice.
Agreed.
Because I find that when you're able to, as like you were saying, in terms of the decibel level, the pitch that it comes through.
I tell you 2 weeks before competition, he ain't talking to nobody. We have another caller online. He got a long evening. And they got 2 incredibly awesome young people who are on some different councils and so on.
So thank you very much.
They need to speak to from a little after 7. So thank you. Bring in the next caller.
If anything, I will call back.
Okay, thank you. Bring in the next caller. I understand that we have a celebrity on the line. This man got the greatest first name on earth. I must say, that we understand. He got the greatest first name ever. And a little known fact, Ollie, a little known fact. He was named after the greatest man on earth.
Whoa.
He was named after my father. His mother saw my father being an outstanding young man and said, listen, that young man named Wesley, when he get a son, I will name him Wesley. This is a true story, you know, Connie?
Yeah.
This is a true story. My daddy, you know what I mean? That's my father. That's saying if he's good boy, like, you know what I mean? All you, like, you know what's that happening in real life? And is the person is one of your most treasured enemies on radio? This is my friend that calling in here, pan ear. Eh? Let me hear what this caller has to say. But first thing first, as soon as you come on, I want a long talk. I want your grade from out of 10. What do you think about this song? I get a 9.7.
Can I speak? Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Watson, if you please.
And give and good evening to my brother from another mother, the most dangerous Calistonian in Barbados. Mr. Colin Spencer.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Thy title, Wesley, the most dangerous?
My personal friend. Uh-huh. And enemy at the same time.
Both.
Yes. That way we love you.
Right. And it is true. Mm-hmm. The whole of Barbados can hear this.
Yes.
Sluggy father and I raised up in Richmond Hall together. Mm-hmm. And I was named after Wesley Tate, who is Sluggy Dan's father.
It's true. Okay.
And that is a fact. I cannot change that.
No, you can't. Just remember it for the rest of your life that you were named after my dad.
True.
And I don't even know if you know that your father grew up in Richmond Hall.
Yes. My family in Richmond Hall still?
Good, fine. Okay, good. All right. Now we get that out the way.
Good.
Now let me talk about.
Okay, so.
Mr. Colin Spencer.
Yes.
Song.
What are we talking about?
Now, I would say to you, I hear your comments about competition and all that, Bluggy.
Yes.
I cannot really disagree with you.
Thank you.
Because I have seen people sing out of key already. I have seen people not the very best at the night and still up in there, you know, up in there. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily win, but up in there. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people who I thought, now remind you, I'm not a judge, who I thought that was hard done coming through the preliminaries.
It sounds like God be really wrong with you that you're so off. Mm-hmm. For somebody to sound so bad and you think the sound so good, come on, yeah, who you thought, Wesley, we ain't gonna sugarcoat this Sluggy Dan you talking to. You could be as
right
as possible.
Right. But now let me get to this here now. You could tell how a festival Festival Calypso is a part of the festival. Mm-hmm. But you could tell how the offerings with the Calypso going unfold from the first two or three new songs you hear. Mm-hmm. I must admit, the first song I heard for the season is Gimme the Mic and Watch Me, Rastagly, which I think is a very good song. Right? I can't wait till tomorrow night to see perform it. Mm-hmm. And I just was driving and stopped to speak to my daughter. You know, we meet halfway in the road, and she was driving going somewhere. And I stopped to speak to her, and I turned off the rail at the point in time when you sent out the SOS for me, because my friend called me and told me you sent an SOS for me, want me to grade Colin Spencer's song. But I must say, I hear Colin Spencer's song. And when I heard Colin Spencer's song, I didn't have to listen to it a second time to like it. It jumped out at me one time. And Colin Spencer, honestly, done justice to that song. Mm. I'm not saying that because he's my friend. Mm-hmm. He know that I come on fireworks already and tell you that he won't come last when he sing Gypsy's song, Toilet Paper. You know that. Right? He's my friend, I'll tell you so.
Dog, that's Gypsy song, Wesley.
I said that. Right? But that never shaped Colin and I friendship.
Nah.
Right? As a matter of fact, Colin made sure that he put me in the presentation at finals night. Me and Troy special.
Yep.
You know, that's how dangerous Colin is.
Yeah, you make it so.
But the truth is, I like the song. I like the song, and like the caller before me said, he about calling in political songs. let me say this to you. Some of the best work that Pop Collins Spencer put down has nothing at all to do with political offerings in his song. Race Don't Change.
Yes.
You and Something Caribbean. I don't ever remember
the Hear Me Caribbean, 1990.
Listen, and then the Sea Rebellion or something like that.
Ocean's Rebellion.
Listen, some of the best work Colin did in this country for his contribution to the art form is not calypso. Is not political offering.
I agree.
The man is a true artist. One of the best voices that you can find anywhere in this country.
Thank you.
I tell Colin this already. A sweet voice don't win you a crown. Sweet voice don't win you a crown.
That's true.
Right? Barr never win a crown yet in Trinidad.
That's true.
You with me? But Calypso and Wesley, opinion is all about rendition, not about singing sweet. All about rendition, how you render the song, how you put over the song, how the song was received by who you're singing it to. Is what makes you stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Correct. That is my definition. You don't have to sing. That man, the guy, not the guy, respect you. Grandmaster.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Shadow, all them fellas. You understand? Even the singers. Them are good people that can render a calypso and make people dance and know exactly what they're singing about. Right? Colin and Adrian Clark, on the other hand, them is sweet singing people. You understand? And they just picked two of them from among many. So, Colin,
yes,
you got my blessings with this song, man.
Thank you, my friend.
And I want to say to that caller that asked you that question about if the two song or if the one song. I Wesley think that the one song put more pressure on the artist because you don't have a second chance to do it twice.
That's
what you would have slipped upon. You understand? In the second song. So you got one shot at it.
One shot only.
So you got to give it your best shot, and that is extreme pressure on any artist.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. So that's my 2 cents worth. Sluggy.
Nice yes, you, buddy.
Nice to you.
Good show.
Yes, please.
I follow you all the time.
Thank you very much, my brother. I truly, truly appreciate it.
So Colin know that we will meet and we will line and we will do all sort of thing, and he will get back at me sometime.
We
good.
Be good. The normal routine, buddy.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, man. Cheers. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good.
No problem. Now my buddy, Mr. Wesley. Yes, true story. He was named after my old man, you know, biggest to Wesley Tate. Everybody in Jackson know him as Charles. Longest work at Ready Mix. Retired now. Salutes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Young boy, enough love for you always. Listen, Ollie, calling, bringing one today. No, Mr. Spencer.
Yes, please.
Tell me this is your judging song.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Well, good.
The other song that I will be singing today, so I'm singing two songs this year.
They want to kick up.
I know that. Because I know what people like when it's coming to. The other song, people will like it more, but I am not judging with it.
Yeah. You feel people can like the other song more?
Yeah, because it's gossip name calling.
Yeah, I know, but calling this song is so good musically.
Exactly.
This lady, I know.
What you could do for me, Colin, I've never been to a tent.
Okay.
I want to come and listen to you and watch you perform.
We are opening on the 4th.
Sunday, when you say 4th. Give us some more information.
All Stars Calypso Tent.
Yes.
4th of June. Where will that be located?
At St. Gabriel's School.
St. Gabriel's.
Yes, and opening time is 6, 7?
7.
7 o'clock. Good. Come out early. June 4th, St. Gabriel's School All Stars Calypso Tent will be opening on June 4th. You can hear the likes of persons like Colin Spencer, got persons like Donella Weeks. We think they have. Colin Spencer, Don Eloise, my boy Russell is in that tent,
yes,
as well. I saw Kid Sight,
It's all Kate Slick coming back. Oh my gosh, the announcer. And Ronnie's bringing up for you to think too. Sammy G.
Shawnee.
Can't forget Sammy G. Shawnee. Who he mash up and destroy. So he's 92.9. Coming here, talking about he. Everybody telling about Shawnee's peak on real hard. He could peak on Sluggy. You, Shawnee's peak on good.
I seen Shawnee since and he wants to come back, Sluggy.
No, I know that. I say this on air. Beijing, Clixonians, and artists. Doing freestyle or Picon. Anything see me Picon is gonna tell that to write it. You know what I mean? So it's challenge every collection. So a Picon, if you sing a Picon or making up things for the spot, it's like you all you could call random words. I don't know what you can call, calling don't know what you can call, and we gotta make up a song on the spot off of them words. Nothing that nobody can plan.
That's an art.
Nobody is challenging me on that. Nobody. Call them. Call the greatest of the greatest.
So quick question, Mr. Spencer. Fourth is a Sunday.
Yes. We're doing all Sunday's except I believe judging night. I left the phone in the car, but yeah.
Roughly what time you start?
Judging nights are always 7.
So the fourth will be from 7 PM to then on
yes,
the fourth?
Yes, 7 PM.
All right. Thank you so much.
Our venue will be
St. Gabriel's. And anyone listening going there, north, please send me the All-Stars flyer. Please send me the All-Stars poster right now before Colin go so that we can plug this in out here. You know, big ups to Eleanor Rice and who's the manager, also one of the background vocalists, doing a wonderful job. And God, salute to the sponsors because Calypso is an art form that we don't ever want to see die. And God, salute to the sponsors that keep making this thing happen, Colin. You know
I
got to
apologize because I left my phone in the car.
Listen, that's why I'm your brother. Because I got you covered. Thank you. Somebody's going to send me that now.
Yeah, you can get it before
leaving. Somebody's going to send me that and they can plug that. Because for me, it's great work. And what I like is that Eleanor is always encouraging young people in the team. Now, watch what happened and get a story quick before we get a piece more Colin song before you go. Aaliyah, Olivier, and Jaheim waiting. Let me give you a quick story, Colleen, because it's got a big up people, right? Know that they're here. Last year, Ahanjia came to sing in the tent. You know, Eleanor accepted with open arms. Everybody accepted with open arms. Colleen, everybody would give her advice every night. So she would sing and open tent every night. You understand? She happened to make it to the Junior Modern Art Finals, right? Singing in tank, you know, again, the experience opening tank every night. Junior Modern Art Finals, she pulled number one. Wow. After singing in tank the whole season, opening in tank. Eleanor Jett, for the first night, Eleanor Jett said, "Man, you see me? And Keaton, you open, just left it there. You know what I mean? Open, get your experience, you don't know." And she was singing at number one, coming up, getting good response, singing good. You know, she would come off, calling Lord a little bit, Lord and Mike, calling on somebody would say, "Well, no, do this, do that." Element Russell will give you some advice. She will get lots and lots of advice, you know, from everyone in tank, Colin.
Nice chick, nice kid, nice.
Yeah,
kid.
Very nice, and it helped. And then she sang at number one, Ollie Ray. And Rin, singing at number one. You know what I mean? And I strongly believe that she was so comfortable at number one because the whole crop over
the tent,
season.
The tent was a rehearsal.
She sang opening tent at number one. You know what I mean? And it was like chaw and cheese. Yeah. Let me bring it. So I'm bigger Eleanor for that, you know, of accepting the young people. You know, Sammy G came in the tent, came from another tent, came in the tent the first time. Sammy G straight to the finals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We have Terry also. Terry is there.
Can't forget Terry. You know what I mean? Who's also from All Stars. Terry's a very, very young lady. You know what I mean? Finals every time she come.
Charisma.
You got to remember Charisma too. Also a young lady as well. You got bigger Eleanor for that. Bigger everybody in town, you know. But you got a special place for the youngsters. So in person, like All Stars and House of Soak, you know, got so much youngsters in the tank. That's saying the God. That's saying that it can only salute. June 4th, St. Gabriel's School to 7 PM, All Stars, Calypso Tank. June 4th, St. Gabriel's School tickets is at $40. Pace Digital app or at the door. Tickets can be purchased via the Pace Digital app or at the door. Judging night will be $50. There'll be lots of door prizes. You know, Ellen's give you lots of praises every single night. You know, king size bed frame and two side tables, 64.
65 inch television.
A 65 inch 4K smart TV giving away staycation at Sanders Hotel. Ellen, I hope that they're eligible to win. Because you know when they go up and say it's the main thing, people tell you sluggy, you can't win, eh? Like, it's sluggy somebody. You know, I could win this TV 65 inches, Colin.
I can buy some tickets for some people. They got tickets about any minute.
Let me tell you, Colin, that move, and nobody can fault me tell you a ticket for $40. You can risk that three or four of them.
Yeah.
You, or you never know, 65 inch. Let me tell you, boy, you're paying a little $40. That judging night is July 16th, though, that night. I want everyone to come out to every night, Colin. But, like Colin said, judging night is usually something very different. I see here Cigarfi Sober's Gymnasium.
Yes, yes.
Judging night, July 16th, that is 8 p.m. So judging night will be 8 p.m. July 16th at Cigarfi Sober's Gymnasium. Remember, judging night is $50. I see here on June 25th, Darrell Jordan Secondary School for 6 p.m. June 25th. Darrell Jordan Secondary School, 6 p.m. June 4th, like Colin did correctly said, is opening night. Then June 11th,
mm-hmm.
Then June 18th, and June 18th is a special show. That's Father's Day. That's Father's Day show, and that'll be at St. Gabriel School as well. So June 4th, June 11th, and June 18th, which is the special show, which is the Father's Day show at St. Gabriel School. And all shows are starting at 6 p.m. and tickets just $40. Ticket just $40, all stars for it. So remember, you can purchase tickets via the Pace digital app, or all tickets can be purchased at your door. But judging night is just $10 more, which is $50. Remember, we all going judging night, Colin, because that's yes. Like Cigarfi Sober Gymnasium, July 16th. Yeah. I hear reading this, right, Colin?
Really, first time being judged as well.
That was what you can answer, because that seemed early. That you know, you just know, you might know what coming up my mouth before you could finish saying it. Cause you know, when you see that, if you anybody love crop over calling or follow the competition, when you see a deal like that, you say, wait, July 18th? Mm-hmm. That feel, you know what I mean? Cause that feel like you can start out and then everybody can come after, boy. Because it's June this week, yeah. This week coming up from tomorrow. From Thursday next week.
From Thursday next week is
June.
Yep.
And things starting this Sunday. Colin, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Everybody ready? At least got 10 people ready for Tank. 10?
Yeah.
10,
yeah,
good. Because yeah, yeah. You know, opening night, enough maybe scrambling, everybody don't be ready. You know, a Ranger just got 65 songs to do in 5 minutes.
Correct.
Good. All stars ready for opening night, June 4th. All you need us to hear a little piece more of this song. And of course, when I know, Tank ain't open yet, so Colin just passing through to let go this bomb of a song. But when I know Colin came back when crop over heating up, because you know as the tank go on and he sing these songs, and when he called his names, you know, the controversy bill. And as you all know, anything you call Colin to defend, we say, he will always defend, we say, because Colin don't say nothing, he can't defend. That way, I guess everybody's that way. I say he love, he's the enemy, but he's still your friend, he love you. Because he know anything you say,
can defend it.
Give me peace, Ollie.
But before, Mr. Spencer, I gotta ask you though, sir.
Well, this is the first time
I meet in your life.
My pleasure.
Yes.
No,
it's an honor for
pleasure.
Me, but how comes, I mean, I've seen you in the paper, on TV and stuff over the years. You don't age, sir? What's your secret?
I cook for myself.
Make it really friendly.
I cook for myself.
Oh, that what it is? You cook for yourself? Whoa. That's the secret? That's a powerful statement.
There are a lot of things I don't eat now, though.
Oh. No more? You done with meat?
Like rice.
You done with rice altogether?
Yeah.
Anybody can finish eating rice, right? Is an extremely disciplined person. It's so hard not to eat rice.
It's true though, but I don't buy it.
I love that. You get the secret, Ollie. So Ollie here is Ollie, start eating rice and cook for yourself.
Not okay, Ollie.
Sounds good, man.
Start eating rice and cook for yourself. I love that. Aliyah, it coming out.
What's the cook for yourself? You know what's in it.
Yeah, what's the cook for yourself? You know it in it. You know what I mean? The girlfriend can't even see and put a little cement in it on it. Aliyah coming there. Just know. Superstar Jaheim, we coming there. Just know.
I sat down and took the beating that was meted out to me. I acted like I was muscle while they wronged me repeatedly. But I took note of whoever didn't come to my defense, and it left me quite bewildered. to me it didn't make no sense. You see, there are some ungrateful artists who let the losing their memory. So turn on your radios, my good people, and hear my side of the story. It's because of me they are all driving SUVs. Because of me that they have all become celebrities. It's because of me they are welcomed in TNT. Because of me they perform in London and New York City. Because of me men got to hone their skills in the festival band, which has become a symbol of excellence here on this island. I took a man from working for ends of money at Carry Cargo, and because of me he's now the biggest name in Asian Calypso. It's because of me and the guy so competition, you see. Well, after they finished beat me, there was hardly any pushback, which made me think that some folks were happy I was being attacked. But I am a king in this country, don't let anybody fool you. And every show promoter knows it, and every big name arranger too. From Keith Ellis to Roger Giddens, Andy Williams to Smokey Rowitt, Nicholas Branca, Charles D. Lewis, Mike Seeley, Chris Solomon and Ricky Bradley. It's because of me they are living in luxury. Because of me they've become homeowners in this country. It's because of me they are respected musically. Because of me they perform in Atlanta and Miami. Because of me men got enough exposure in the festival band, which has won the acclaim of Kaiser fans across the region. I cannot be accused of any racism, I give red boys and blacks. And because of me one man got so big that he toured with Roberta Flack. It's because of me and the Kaiser competition, you see. Don't give a damn who angry. The truth has got to be told. In the development of Calypso, I played a major role. Men came to me seeking guidance, and very often they were broke. And I opened many doors for them. Believe me, this ain't no joke. Now they have the gall to be saying that I'm no longer relevant. Well, if I used to pass, I would tell them, look, want a better car, wanna. It's because of me they call shots politically. Because of me 4.0 has become reality. It's because of me thousands used to flock to the stadium. Because of me there's a national cultural foundation. Because of me men got to cut their teeth in the festival band, and we must give thanks to Elombe, because in that he had a big hand. To those creatives who bad talking me now, answer this for me: who the hell did know about wanna before wanna start competing at Crop Over? It's because of me and the guys so competition, you see.
Music for Crop Over 2023 from Mr. Colin Spencer. And I gotta say, Sluggy, I don't believe in luck, but since we're talking English, I wish all the other Calypsonians the best of luck, man. Kwan, good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm eagerly awaiting the music.
I know the young lion listening. I know the young lion outside this listening saying, yeah, I'm ready. Because one thing I love about Kwan, he's gonna bring it. You know what I mean? And give the oyster the respect. And what this way, he has respect. Man, the youngster come and really want to beat you. and give he best and give he all. I met you as the old boy, work for it. Mm-hmm. For me, that respect, if it was late in cricket, calling and you the fast bowler, mm-hmm. I want you bowl you fast, it's not me. Don't give me no slow ball because mm-hmm. you feel for me. And you the sportsman calling, so I know you feel so. If a bowler bowling at you, you don't want he ease you, you want the best. So that when you put heap on the boundary, you know what I mean? Yeah, no excuses, you know what I mean? And speaking about no excuses, these two young people, Ollie, just decide to take it upon themselves. They see me, they give me a light, they can let my light shine, and they can push certain messages to other young persons like myself. So you want to have a conversation with these a bit, you know, because they're doing some work that I need Barbados, especially the old people. You know, the young people know what they're doing already, but I need the old people to know what these children over here are doing, because they die young. They're still in school. So introduce them for me quick.
Yes, sir. President-elect for the school year 2023 to 2024.
Aye.
We have Aaliyah Oliver. She's in Form 6B of the Lodge School. And she is into nutrition and cuisine. Mm. And also we have Mr. Jaheim Thomas. And Jaheim is a youth activist, chairman emeritus, senior counselor of the U.S. and also U.S. Youth Ambassador Alumni 2021. Nice. Jaheim is the past president of the Lodge School Debate Society, a Toastmaster at Toastmasters International, and sixth form final year student. Good evening to Aaliyah Oliver and Jaheim Thomas. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
Yes, yes, yes. Aaliyah.
Good evening.
Oh, thought Aaliyah was sticking up there. How is everything, Aaliyah? No ladies first. How are you? How are you feeling?
I am good, and you?
A great. Yeah, exams finished, or are you still in exam mode?
I'm still in exam mode.
Oh, are you stopping you from studying? Are you disrupting your studies?
No, please.
Oh, good. You know Uncle ain't mean to do that at all. And Jaheim, good evening, my brother. How things?
Good evening. Everything good, man. Everything good for right now. Just blessed to be alive, you know, and getting through, to be quite honest. Yes, man.
I love that. Jaheim, get in your age, please. I just want to start with this.
I'm 18 years old.
Good. And Aaliyah, get in your age.
I am 16 years of age.
Nice. It's really young. Ollie, no. What be your first question to them? Could you ask me something off here that I never thought about?
Well, first question, Sluggy, because we were talking, is Aaliyah and Jaheim. You know, I'm a little bit older than you, as you can see on the Zoom. When I went to school, we didn't have a student council. Can you tell me what is a student council?
Definitely. So, the Students' Council, for those who don't know, is the youth activist organization or student advocacy organization within the school that advocates, as I just said, represent the views and interests of the student body and the school community.
Nice. I love that. Yo, still sharp calling that. Yo, still got your feet good. Yeah. Nah. Very impressive. Law school. No, Aaliyah.
Yes,
please. No. I know Ollie got some more questions, but Ollie can ask this one. You can ask the rest. I want you, Aaliyah, as a young lady, to explain the importance of student councils. Are they necessary? Do they work? Why must we have them? Please explain to us the importance of student councils.
I do think a student council is important as it helps the student schools. Voices may not be heard to come and speak to someone in student council, and we go as a team and represent that one child, because one child's voice might be less powerful than a whole group of the whole school coming together and speaking about the problem. I find that it's impactful, as many persons will not know about a council, but as children hear about the council, they eventually want to join. They're interested in the different activities that take part. And also being able to speak to their peers or speak to teachers and stand out and make a difference.
Nice. I love that. No. For your councils, is it easy to join? Do you councils, student council run by a set of rules and laws? Or are you that will stop you off from just taking up any cause or any fight?
Interesting that you would ask that, to be quite honest, because yes, students' councils are run by a set of policies and guidelines. To get into students' council, there has to be a certain criteria. But firstly, in the constitution of the students' council, it is written, all students have equal access to become a member of the students' council. However, as you continue going forward, mm-hmm. what you may see is that as students, as Aaliyah said, become interested, then you get the administration of the council. And that is where I was talking about criteria necessarily. No. Because where you have the administration, mm-hmm. there is a certain development that has to be, that you have to make to reach, right? A certain development that you have to reach in order to become an administration, an administrator, or what we will call an administrative officer. Oh, no, yeah. Exactly. Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So like what happens is that we do have voting, mm-hmm. the voting system. Yes. Good. But we have like in our students council at law school, you have a chairperson role who we consider at the law school to be the highest ranking officer. As you guys would have heard earlier, you know that I am the chairperson, the chair emeritus for the law school students council. Mm-hmm. That role now is actually a very intimate role. Because that role in students' council, you cannot get that role without experience. You must be able to know the history of the council.
What?
You must be able to, as I say, to have the experience in public speaking, in mitigation again, because that role becomes the mediator for the students' council. We like to call it the conscience of the council. Right? That role in itself assists with the conduct and ethics of students' council. So you have roles from the president straight down to, in our council, the research officer, etc.
I love that. And this is for all councils or for just yours? All councils have the same makeup in secondary schools in Barbados?
Well, what happened is that each council has the opportunity to have roles based on the needs of their school.
I love that.
Right?
It's not a one size fits all. It's tailor-made to what the school need necessarily. Colin, you have some questions.
Yes.
Colin, answer as much questions as you want. Yes. And thank you. This is the legend, Colin Spencer. I have some dialogue for you all.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
Good evening. Just wanted to ask, how big a committee mm-hmm. does each council have?
Nice.
And do you interact with councils from other schools?
I like that. That's a good question. Aaliyah, you can answer that, Aaliyah, St. Susie president-elect.
Well, yes, we do interact with other councils from other schools, but it also floats away. Our council, well, speaking from my council at the law school, it fluctuates. Where we have, sometimes we will have 50 members registered in one term, but they're not constant, so it will drop down. Then you have some new members coming in. Nice. So we don't really have a quantity.
Well, and you represent the whole school, right?
Yes, please.
Not just whose members?
No, we represent the whole of our school.
Oh,
okay. So is there a management committee other than yourself, other persons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have an administrative team. Also, we have the chairman, as Jaheim has said, and we have teacher facilitators.
Oh, good.
I love the makeup, Colin.
Very good.
Colin, since you know the president, right?
Of Baca.
Of Baca. Yeah. Since you know you're the president of Baca. Is there any advice you could give to a young council like this? Because I'm wondering where their power will come from. So can you explain to them where their power could come from and how can they really use it effectively?
I would advise that, well, they must try to push for unity.
Nice.
Unity is very important. Well, mm-hmm. to say unity is strength, that is that is established. That is understatement. And we should note to other schools to see what the other schools are, how they are functioning within the context of their own school. And don't only reach out to the Lodge and the Combermere's and, you know, but the other schools as well.
Nice.
That's important. It's good to hear that you have some teachers involved. That is very good.
I love that part.
Yes, that is important. And I hope that the parents are in the know as to what is going on in the schools. And do you get involved with other than governance as it relates to the students in your school? You get involved with like promoting the arts or any cultural activities, sports, anything like that?
Any plans for that, Aaliyah? Any plans?
Yes, please. But our coach is always on board to help our school with sports, any kind of activities that the children are interested in. We try our best to help them get through with it and stuff. But actually, we also have a parent support network. So it's basically on both sides. We have parents involved in the council as well.
That's nice, Aaliyah. That's nice. So you got the teacher support, you got the parent network support, calling, and I mean that's a good look. Yeah.
Are there any disciplinary rules? Because discipline is very important.
Yeah. Especially for council members. Any disciplinary
rules? In terms of, yeah, sure, certainly. In terms of discipline, again, this is where the chairperson does come in. The council, our law school council, has a secretariat.
Mm-hmm.
So on that secretariat sits the chairperson of the council, the faculty advisor, and the secretary of the council.
Mm-hmm.
We have certain rules, as I would have mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
where we know that if something happens with a member of council, that a particular investigation has to be conducted. Once that investigation is conducted, then it is then that we would rule out, well, hey, look, we may have to suspend this student's counselor,
mm-hmm.
or we may have to issue a warning. What usually happens is that there's a procedure. The first one is a warning from the chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is a warning again. The third one, a suspension. But it also depends on the magnitude of the offense of the student's counselor.
Seriously, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Nice. I like that. Okay. Well explained.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Me answer Ollie, me answer this question, no Ollie, then you can ask yours. And calling any other questions you have, calling all course free. And you can ask another question before we take the caller. Aaliyah, this is for you specifically. Are there any plans, you know, you have, or any activities or events you have to unite, let's say, all the schools? Could be a rally, could be a treaty, could be an event. You have any plans to do anything that could unite all the schools, especially since there's such violent nature in schools? Do you have any plans for your council to undertake uniting all the schools together in anywhere, in any event for the future?
Well, actually, our school, we have already started with different links. Like, we had a League of Champions match, which was
nice.
Done by the Law School Student Council,
mm-hmm.
conjoint with the Dayton Griffith Student Council.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a meeting with the St. Leonard's Boys School Student Council on combating violence in the youth.
Nice.
Your
student council and St. Leonard's Boys School Student Council met with, along with the teacher support and so on.
Yes, please.
I like that. And mm-hmm. and what was discussed at this meeting, may I ask?
It was how we can help with the violence within our school.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Additionally, mm-hmm. you may know of the Unity campaign that I lead.
Of course I do.
We are hoping to involve more schools.
All.
And hopefully come up with a lot more campaigns.
Good. So this is Unity campaign. If we get every school involved, you're down for this hard work, you're down to take on all the behind the scenes, the running around, the hard work, if we get every school involved? You ready?
Yes, please.
You ready? Like, being serious right now.
This is something I like, so I would do it. Once I put my mind to, and I'm always willing to support where I could support, and always willing to do what I can do.
Nice. Well, listen, I love that unity campaign, and I'm in a position now where I can for sure make that happen, you know. So we can do some talking behind these things. You know, I love when things like this happen. Why are you so focused on uniting these schools and, you know, your unity campaign and pushing the messages that you push? And this question is for both Aaliyah and Jaheim separately. Aaliyah, you answer first, then Jaheim, and then we could take the call, Ollie. Aaliyah, why are you so focused on pushing these positive messages and, you know, making sure you're trying to get youth on this right track, keep you focused and serious and disciplined, while everyone else is seemingly having fun, you know, living your life, might not even be doing anything wrong. So I ain't even talking about the ones that bad. I mean the ones that might just not be as focused as you are on seriousness in life and no violence, you know, and discipline and their career. You already know where you want to be. Where does this focus come from, and why are you this focused already?
Well, for me, I believe that an adult's voice does not always go to a child. So it has to be a child talking to a child for them to more understand the effects or the effects they will have on them. And then I want to see but where we don't have much fighting, we don't have much killings or stuff. I want to see that we could, the youth could come up and nobody have to say about we ain't go down. And we be able to build up our own communities and do stuff that people don't think or don't have that we would do.
Well, I absolutely love that. I love it, especially when you mentioned that the adult voice don't always get through to the child. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a child voice and everyone in studio and all. Because people feel Ollie, like even Ollie himself is up on air publicly, how much she's admired, the conversation they have with the youth and the type of youth they bring in. But to be honest, you know, it's just me realizing that, like, wanna know what happened, wanna know more better than me though, like, wanna know the lingo, wanna learn with each other, wanna play with each other, wanna go to school with each other. There's no way as cool as I am, I could think that I know, yes, the youth love me because I will give them attention. But the reason why is always have personally like Aaliyah. This is first time for Jaheim, but Aaliyah know this is her first time, but certainly not her last. Because I know that them will know certain things far better than you and I, calling them living with each other though. The real Aaliyah gonna be with she friends. Ain't gonna be with she gonna be with Uncle Slugger. His uncle. She's gonna be a good girl, yes. But she's not gonna be the same girl. You know what I mean? Like, he's an old man. She's a young girl. You get me? So when them got certain topics or issues or dialogue, that the reason why we should listen. So Aaliyah, I even know if you know powerful that statement you made is where you believe, where you say that adult voice is not always the best voice to get through to a child. Sure. Sometimes you need a child's voice. I even know if you know powerful that statement is.
And it's good that they are able to work things out amongst themselves.
That's true, Colin. Yeah. That's true. And it's always better that way where the conflict resolve could come from them. I totally agree, and I think that's something that we need to let them push more, you know what I mean, as opposed to we doing it. That what it'd be so cruel about when we use celebrities and try to make celebrities positive role models. That what it'd be so angry at that is look so stupid to me. Like, you would take a popular soccer artist or saying send them wrong in schools to sing songs and make them positive role models. That let me know that children don't listen to them. And that if I home and they put the block living with the little man, they care about none of these people. And I live in the most violent place in Barbados by far. The United States will near down with me number one when it comes to places not to go. And none of these little men, they care about none of these artists, Ollie. But we will take these artists and put them in all the schools to sing songs and make them positive role models. That is going to the prison every week, Ollie. Every week is going to the prison. None of these youngsters that are in jail for violence that is taught, they ain't care nothing about these artists. None of these artists that one of those youths have no influence on these youngsters. You see people like Aaliyah, who a lady could tell to our church, your friends, listen, we doing this here, we doing the Unity campaign. Who then could say about she got 15 members of she council, so that'd be 15 youngsters, you know, working together. And then Jaheim could tell Jaheim is good at other schools and have conversations and he do speeches and so on. Jaheim, come in quick before we take the call. On me on coming quick. You go to other schools.
Sure.
You go to other schools and speak to other children and sometimes give speeches and so on, right?
Yeah. I do.
Right. So from your conversation and from you interacting with the children, you speaking to them positive messages versus an adult or a teacher, do you see a different interaction? Do you recognize or realize that they interact with you differently to one of them and you're more well received?
All right, I'll share this quickly. I think I have to agree with Aaliyah and piggyback off of Aaliyah. Right, and just say that.
Listen, there's you don't got to be quick. We're here to learn from you. Don't say it quickly. Sure. Take your time. No, being serious, everybody in this studio over 40. We are all old. I being extremely honest with you. You can ask calling Ollie myself. You know what I mean? We all over 40. Talk, right, so take your time. My brother doing so quickly. This ain't at school. Take your time. Explain.
Fair enough. Okay. All right, so.
I got time for you.
I want to say that there's a certain language that youth speaks that I don't think that a lot of adults, especially today, are able to really understand, interpret, or, you know, comprehend. And so when I interact with youth, especially, and I love to do it one-on-one, being a student's counselor, I've been able to do it one-on-one with so many different youth. And all I hear youth say every day, I mean, at school, while I'm walking the blocks, and listening to the children when they're talking to me, because funny enough, at school, I try my best. I'd be like, guys, you know, my name is Jaheim. They'd be like, but sir. And one day I said to them, but you do not, my name is Jaheim, right? They said, we know that, but we like calling you sir because we respect you. Mm-hmm. And I think it was there that I had to accept that there was a certain barrier that I have broken with these students inside of my school, at least, right? That come to me, et cetera. And even when I go out to other places and I speak to you, I mean, one of the things that I hear you say all the time that I think it hurts me, to be quite honest, is because they say nobody understands me. Or one ain't really understand me. And I'm like, but talk to me. Talk to me. Right? And they will want, and they will say to me, you know, but it don't make any sense talking.
You will hear, man, when they can understand. Man, when they can really understand.
When they can understand.
Yeah, go ahead, serve it.
Yeah, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
No problem. But I mean, agreeably so. And so when I say talk, the reason I say to them talk all the time, I said, only last week I said it to a youth. I said to them, when you speak, you're allowing yourself to continuously have power over your situation. So I don't ever want you to stop talking about it. I said to them, because the fact that you can... the fact that you can talk about it, there are some people that cannot talk about their situation. Mm-hmm. In fact, the situation so have them so emotionally suppressed that to even think about it, they cower. It's almost like a darkness over them. Mm-hmm. And for youth, I always say to people, and I heard it coming out of a crime symposium that I was in for the past 2 days, we continuously look at youth in Barbados as, and regionally, youth on a whole as statistics, especially at-risk youth.
Yeah.
But have you know that the law school, Students Council did something last, it began between last year, this year, under our new faculty advisor, Mr. Aline, which was where we allow the opportunity for at-risk youth to join the Students' Council a bit more. And what we began to do was we began to give them leadership positions. Now, some people wondered, why is it that this person in the Students' Council, but we didn't take it on? Because a Students' Council is about the youth, right? So what we did was, as we continued, we gave those people leadership positions, we saw a behavioral change. And those same people that were considered at risk. Hey, look, you've made mistakes. Admittedly so. I mean, if I didn't make a mistake, I don't know. I mean, if you guys, they made mistakes. then we I don't know, right? Yeah. But true. Youth make mistakes.
It's true.
At an age like that, are we going to label youth and say, like, he cannot go any further at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18?
Yeah. Seriously? You're right, Jaheim. That can't be the end. It can't be where you was 14.
Can never
be. That way he is. Colleen, when you hear, Colleen, like, wait a minute, Jaheim, right? Like, Colleen, when you hear a young man, like this speak, how much validation do you put into what he's saying? I know it might be a tough pill for some adults to swallow.
It's a whole lot of validation. I hear him because in St. George, where I grew up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still frequent every day.
Everybody in St. George, 4 minutes, good, that easy. Everybody, I will let Aaliyah and Jaheim close off. Everybody in St. George still call you their own, so go ahead.
So I'm always around the younger people.
Yeah.
You know.
But when you wrong them, right quickly, when you wrong them, and I admit this for myself, can you tell how much we doing now?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I thought it'd be only me. All you know is this, but you're like, when they wrong one of Jaheim and Aaliyah, as weird as you, Sluggy, people feel like you smart, right? But you're no name, though. These children got it.
One thing I've realized about young people that I don't know how many people have realized it, they don't hold you in mind.
No.
They don't hold you in mind.
No, that's why we got to let them lead. See, when this young man say that they bring in at-risk youth and get leadership positions, and people don't want to, well, these just things that you heard Minister Corey Lane speaking about, and how to combat peace, Ollie. These things I hear the minister speaking about on using these methods to combat peace, and there's a child repeating the same thing. I never talked to him in my life, so he able to say it, I tell you.
One thing I would tell you, Sluggy, too, and to the listeners, is that in these times that we are in,
uh-huh.
it's no longer that the children are just listening to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching what you're doing. So it's not as I say, but fast, not as Ollie. I do. Fast. It's do as I say and do as I do.
Good. Go ahead, Colleen.
I have a question for Jaheim.
Go ahead.
Because there's something he said earlier that jumped out at me.
And then we can end with Aaliyah, your question to end off. And of course, when we end, I'm telling you, but boy, because I have you back a million more times, Aaliyah. You understand me? So after Colleen's question, Aaliyah, my question to you is, what messages do you want to see push more in schools? That's after Colleen's question to Jaheim. We can end with Aaliyah. And I'm saying, but boy, because I bring one back again next week.
Yes, Jaheim, you made a statement earlier that jumped out at me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to see how much power you have.
Yeah. Go.
This warning for indiscipline that comes from you,
uh-huh.
is it a decision you personally make, or you make it in consultation with others? Okay, I'm trying to check your power.
Nice.
Firstly, a chairperson must always be impartial. Number one, I'm a person that operates on objectivity.
Mm-hmm.
We are taught as chairpersons to follow policy, follow rules and regulations. So what happened is when we realize that there's a violation, immediately, as I told you, there's a secretariat. We come together, we consult. What happens in the students' council is that there's something that must be a 2-3 vote. And once you get a majority vote from the secretariat, then an action is made for that person for whatever decision is made to be executed in regards to the student's counselor.
Good. I'm just checking.
Love it. Listen, Jaheim, you know he bring you back though, Jaheim. You know he bring you back. Listen, we got nothing to talk about.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I love that I could prick your brain on the spot and you're so bad explaining. Aaliyah, you know he's my niece, so I ain't gonna tell you. You know you ain't got no choice. You know I'm gonna talk to mommy, it's set. But Aaliyah, it won't end with you, right? One. What messages do you want to see push more in school? And two, the last question to end off, what do you want to achieve as president elected by the people? On mute, let me go, niece.
Well,
go ahead.
In school, I want to see self-awareness,
nice.
More unity, where... When I say unity, I mean where the clubs also could get involved and take part in different activities, and it's just not one club doing this and the next club not doing it another. And then once the children being able to speak out and not be afraid to express their feelings, having somewhere to comfort them and stuff. And then for me as president-elect, honestly, I'm proud of myself because I was not running for the position, but then because I had confidence in Aaliyah, you could do this, Aaliyah, you got this, I decided that I am going to run. Mm-hmm. But my aim is to make sure that my concert could be the best of the best concert it can be, mm-hmm. and that the children could be able to come and just say, Aaliyah, I think this should be done, not this way. Let me do it another way. And I also have to pick up my mentors, Mr. Aline, yes. and Jaheim, because without them, I don't think I would be able to do public speaking and a lot of other stuff. That's the honest truth.
Nice. I love that, Ollie.
Run out of time, Sluggy. Listen, unfortunately, DJ Cog, you're gonna have to call back next week, Saturday, my brother.
Yeah, we are here every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station. Ollie, there's nothing we can say at the end. We end with them, and Aaliyah and Jaheim. I invite you in the back again. We have these conversations. We need the wider artists to hear it, and there's no audience. Don't care where you go, bigger. That VLB 92.9. Colleen, Ollie, we ended with that song here. We ended with that song, Mr. Spencer. You know you coming back. I know this is just the warm up. Yeah, this, right? This is good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. Have two great young persons, Aaliyah Olivier and Giddy next name, Jaheim Thomas is the name, Ollie. I write Jaheim Correct. Thomas. Brilliant youngsters. The legend, Colleen Spencer. I enjoy my life and I love my job. Uncle Sluggy out.
I sat down and took the beating that was meted out to me. I acted like I was muzzled while they wronged me repeatedly. But I took note of whoever didn't come to my defense, and it left me quite bewildered, cause to me it didn't make no sense. You see, there are some ungrateful artists who let the losing their memory. So turn on your radios, my good people, hear my side of this story. It's because of me they are all driving SUVs. Because of me that they have all become celebrities. It's because of me they are welcomed in TNT. Because of me they perform in London and New York City. Because of me men got to hone their skills. Festival band, which has been